Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Source for latex fashion and stripper validation. That was funny. Nina Parker is here. Hunter is still off, sadly, so Lauren Ash from Superstore is joining us today. Welcome.
Thank you.
You are our second three-way ladies' day.
Oh, I like this.
Yes. That sounds very attractive.
It was sort of more intimate than I anticipated, but it's a big deal. Okay, the new Bachelorette was announced on GMA this morning, and Claire Crawley is the oldest ever at, wait for it, 38 years old. I know. She's from Juan Pablo season, and if you don't remember who the f*** she is, this pretty much sums it up.
Do you know how I feel? Do you know when I made my decision?
Does it matter to me?
Okay.
I lost respect for you.
Okay.
Because I'll tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I knew what kind of man you were.
Okay.
What you just made me go through.
Mm-hmm.
I would never want my children having a father like you.
Okay.
I don't want to have upset somebody to have somebody have a hard time on my behalf. I don't want that, and that creates drama. I don't want it. It's not worth it to me.
Is she talking to the raccoon? It's a raccoon. Raccoon.
It's a raccoon.
It's a
raccoon.
Do you,
raccoon?
You don't know what a raccoon is? Kat?
Nobody told me I had to know animal names on this show, okay? Raccoon, confusing. Is she talking to the raccoon?
I mean, it seems like that's her, like, confidant there.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Probably because it doesn't speak back.
Yeah, totally. I don't like that people are shading her over her age, though.
Ridiculous.
No. Apparently, they were losing a little bit of viewership.
Right.
With The Bachelorette being so young, so they wanted to start a little bit seasoned.
Okay.
Not too seasoned.
Right.
Just a little Lowry's.
Yeah,
a little Lowry's. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And the youngest guy is going to be, like, 30, so we'll have, I think it's going to be, like, a nice little handsome man on the show.
I'm interested to see if she goes for somebody younger or if she goes for somebody her age or older.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's going to go younger.
You think?
I think 32 is my prediction.
I think if she doesn't break that pattern, she's going to be single for a long time.
Yeah, that's right.
She needs to go older.
A couple years difference is fine.
Yeah.
But like when you start to get to the 10-year, you notice differences. Especially, they don't want her to get on TikTok, you know?
Yeah. Yes.
He's like, I'm just living in a frat house right now.
Yeah.
She had to go wait for his roommates.
A little bit of a reach, but you know what? I think it'll be good.
Yeah, go back to Raccoon Girl.
Exactly.
That's what they thought. No one here is interested, fine.
There was that one girl with that animal that one time. All right, and now we can all laugh now. And now we can all laugh because Oprah's okay, but on Saturday she lost her balance during a speech about finding balance.
Wellness to me means all things in balance. And balance doesn't mean all things are equal or at peace at all times. Wrong shoes.
I've seen this a few times, and I obviously know that she's okay now. Every time I see it, I jolt. I'm like, well, how is that happening?
Was that the ghost of Snoop Dogg pushing her hand? What the hell? How did she fall like that?
I know, and going from mostly stillness.
It was very strange.
There's something truly shameful
for
myself. Anytime it's like you take a hat, you shift your weight, and then you're down.
You're tumbling.
You said you're clumsy, right? Because I'm clumsy.
I am, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I fall over everything.
I fall, but I usually catch myself. Like, I've tripped out of elevators, and then, you know, you stick it like a gymnast.
Yeah.
Wow. You mount on the end,
trick.
arms up.
And it's always when you're feeling most confident. Or for me, it is anyway. The most confident that I'm ever feeling, and it's like,
tumbling.
Stay down, Ash.
It is.
You think you look sexy? Now you're on the ground. Eat
when
dirt.
When you think you're the baddest bitch and you walking through, that's when you tumble.
It is true.
God has a way of humbling you. I am concerned that she was posting with a $3,000 ice pack.
Oh, no, it's a it's like a compression thing that Justin Bieber has to get better.
Okay, it's yeah. 3 grand.
Does she just have that on hand? Yeah. Is that just laying around the house?
Like, what happened to a pack of peas?
This is breaking news, though. So Kim and Courtney went full latex at Paris Fashion Week over the weekend. Okay. I know, I can't believe it. And people have questions. Like, how long did that take to get on?
I'm so sorry.
Was it hot?
I saw this and immediately thought yeast infection.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yep.
No, I've had some recently. Let me tell you, it's not latex caused. Are we not all family now?
We're
Are you
family.
Kidding? Seriously?
I've been here 10 face. Minutes and I feel like we're family.
There you go. Yes. Thank you.
Girl, little I was cranberry not trying juice. To get you to yeah. talk your business, child.
I have to say, though, if I've learned anything from men, they complain because they're so uncomfortable. Yep. This feels like it's a disaster. You're living with a body condom.
To be honest with you, this is the only condom I want to use.
Opinion.
I don't think that this is uncomfortable. I think you definitely need to put a little bit of baby powder or some sort of lubricant to get into it, but I don't think it's an uncomfortable piece of clothing.
If you have to get into your clothes, like, look at these shirts. They have to stand up.
Like you, they're like armor.
It looks like body armor.
I love it.
It's kind of crazy.
But that's Would also you wear convenient. This? If someone wants, Olivia, if you want to send me one, I will post it. I will do whatever you need.
So you would wear the full latex outfit?
All of it. I mean, I wouldn't look as good as she does, but I would try my best.
That just, I feel like this is where I get off the fashion train.
Me too.
Like, I just feel, I just feel like this is too far.
I overheat very easily. Girl. And this feels like if you had like these lights, would you just melt? Do you think this is like a thing where it's like, if we wear this, then I'll also lose 3 pounds by the time I take it off?
Sure.
It's true.
It's like one of those body wraps.
No, it's literally like
losing weight
off,
in it now. Yeah. Okay, well then I might get in that thing. Yeah.
And if you missed last night's finale of Real Housewives of Atlanta, Kenya's husband Mark had a tantrum about his outfit for the charity event. We've all been there. And then proved what a catch he is.
Your stylist is here.
Oh, yeah? What do you have?
Mr. Last Minute.
What's good? Docs match your pants. Do you match it up with the suit?
I try.
I know the suit color.
Okay.
So you match it?
Can I present you the options?
Okay.
Huh?
A little busy, but okay.
But I tried my best. Just told me this morning. I didn't know I had to dress you.
I told you 3 days ago.
No, you didn't. You told me this morning.
You weren't paying attention.
And then I saw you on TV.
I hate it. Everybody knows that.
Oh, girl, you got to leave. You got to leave him today.
Yeah. Yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah, no, not much to say to make that any better. I feel like he hates being married. She shouldn't want to be with him. I love Kenya. I want her to be happy.
The suit thing didn't bother me because I feel like couples have dumb fights about like clothes and stuff like that. But she did go out and get you something from Gucci. Like, you could be appreciative. But the fact that he told this woman, this stranger damn near, that he hates being married, that's an offense.
He also said everybody knows this.
Right.
It's a fact. Everybody knows that I hate my wife and being married. Like, he feels trapped in this relationship.
Totally. And he's like, if you don't know, I'm screaming it from the rooftops. Right. Please listen, I hate being married to my wife.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been, highly publicized that they were going to break up. I think that happened in, like, September of last year.
Right.
Now she's been hinting that they've been working things out. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like, I think he has been watching himself back, and he's been taking a tiny bit more of accountability, but not a lot.
Well, this will test any relationship. Miranda Lambert's husband, Brendan, supposedly just quit his NYPD job to be her security guard. You guys think this is a smart move? First of all, he didn't just recently quit. He's been out of his job for a while, I think since they got together.
Yeah.
And she's now employed him.
He took a leave of absence last year.
Right, whatever that means. And then I feel like, I think it makes sense. It's his area of expertise. If, she needs a bodyguard and that's what he's good at, so why not employ her man? He needs to not work to travel with her, so I think no big deal.
Look, I have a controversial opinion, which is, in general, I want to be with a man that I feel can take a punch.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
Not because I want you to get into a fight,
but if you have to.
If you have to.
Absolutely. Yes.
I want to know you're going to take a punch for me.
Well, you don't want him hiding behind you.
No.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. I think this is lovely, and I think also it's probably just an excuse to, like, get him on the payroll. You know what I mean?
Hello.
It's like, come on.
That's what
she
needs to do.
We see couples do it all the time. Oh, he's her manager. You know
of
what
course.
I mean? He's running her online company. You know what I mean?
He's trying to appeal to his ego. You know what I mean?
Totally.
It's like, you're still working. Yeah. You still have a job. You're making money. You're a man. Yeah. But just come and, like,
hang
out with
me. At least she didn't make him her manager. And he's cute. Did he just get cute?
He was always cute. He was known as the hot cop.
Yeah, the hot cop. Yeah. Money makes you cute, though.
He looks really young.
Yeah.
He is a lot younger than her.
Yeah.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Good for her.
Yeah, okay. get it.
And
after the break, gets weird.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Okay, we need to discuss all the important news that happened since we last saw each other. So it's time for Got Weird. Jersey Shore Family Vacation is back, and in true Jersey fashion, even the ice cream man does not around.
I'll do an Oreo on the
sandwich
stick.
Or on the stick?
Yeah.
This was awesome!
Oh my God, he's in the driveway. Call the cops. You guys didn't pay.
This is how we do things in Jersey. You don't pay, I come right on your property, I knock on your door, or I'll stay in the driveway. Pay me. Thank you. A little short. It's supposed to be at 27.
All right, I'll give you the rest.
Are you kidding me?
You have 5 seconds to get the f*** off my property before I call the cops. $27. Yeah. No, that.
I love that song.
Typical men, right? Just letting all the women handle it. Yeah. I'm just gonna sit back.
I gotta say, they are wrong in this. Like,
yeah, yes.
Just because it's being filmed from Jersey Shore don't mean you get this for free.
You need to pay for
like,
it.
Like, this man has a job. He gave you the thing. He was nice when he gave it to you. Yeah. You need to pay him. He pulled up. Yep. Like, you know, they're lucky that's all he did, because I would have got out the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was also $27, and I feel like we all know there's camera crews. We've seen these people before. They probably got the $27.
Yeah, they probably got a good 28.
They got 28.
You know?
Yeah.
But I think that's rude. Pay them and pay the man, and then you don't just act like, well, here, I'll give you 20. Like, this is not how the world works.
It's not negotiable. Yeah. Pay for the ice cream you get.
Yeah. And it's ice cream. Like, y'all, otherwise take your ass to Rite Aid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the best ice cream, though.
The best.
The best. Oh, yeah.
Over on Wife Swap, two wives had very different views on their roles in the family. While Kiara thinks household duties should be shared between spouses, Carrie thinks a woman belongs strictly in the kitchen.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And she's even coined a term for guys who cook and clean.
He's a stay-at-home dad.
He's not a stay-at-home dad. He is a dad that works from home that also takes care of the house.
That's part of pussification of America.
How?
Men are not men anymore. They need a backbone. If they don't stand up for what they believe in, what do they stand for?
You know, a man can still be a man and still take care of you. I don't need to be taken care of. I'm a grown man. I can do whatever I need to do on my own. But that don't make me soft at all.
I don't believe that a man should cook or clean. We've been together 8.5 years. I've never tasted his cooking.
I wouldn't want to taste his cooking either.
Yeah.
He looked like he might do something to it.
Well, speaking of the pussification, that guy seemed pretty quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
very, very good point. Yeah, she really had him locked up there.
If y'all follow these traditional roles, how come he's not doing all the talking?
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, but I will say the man who looks like he stays at home will whoop her husband's ass.
True. Yeah.
It did look like he didn't have much to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, he wasn't a stay-at-home dad. He just worked from home. Does she not understand there are people who work from home?
I don't think she understands a lot.
Can't listen to somebody with rimless glasses.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You ain't even got rims on your glasses, girl.
Yeah, it's
girl.
True.
Yeah. God.
I ain't taking
good luck,
from
though,
you.
In life. Yeah. And in Thank God She's Not My Mom news, Marie Osmond just gave all of her kids the finger on the talk.
I'm not leaving any money to my children. Congratulations, kids.
I'm like, do they know her?
Announcement.
This is the first time they found out.
No, my husband and I decided that, you know what, I think you do a great disservice mm-hmm. to your children to just hand them a fortune mm-hmm. because you take away the one most important gift you can give your children, and that's the ability to work. And you see it a lot in rich families where the kids, they don't know what to do, and so they get in trouble. So I just, you know, let them be proud of what they make, and I'm going to give mine to my charity.
It's gonna all go to charity, not any of it.
That's the thing. Sharon literally looked down. She was like, "That's not what's happening in our house." I love Sharon's gray hair, by the way.
Marie has eight kids.
Marie has eight kids. I think, look, you don't need to give your children every opportunity. You don't need to give them a large allowance when they're growing up, but you can leave them some money when you pass away. You are their mother.
I think this is she's rehashing a trauma, which is her and her brothers as kids made tons of money and I'm sure supported their parents.
Right.
She's like, I've got eight deadbeats who've given me no money.
Right.
And they expect to take my money. I'm supporting my parents, like, and I'm supporting my kids.
It's true. That's a good point.
She's worth like almost like $24 million. So it's like, you know, when you're not here, I mean, I 100% think it should go to charities, but why not? You know, I don't know. I feel like doing stuff for your family is why
you do
get successful, so you can help your family.
Right. I have a bunch of money set aside for my dogs if I die. I do. I do. So there's somebody, I'm like, you're going to have to take care of the dogs. Here's a chunk of money so that, you know, for the vet bills and stuff like that.
Yeah, consider it. Right?
I mean, it's her business, but, you know, I feel like 8 kids, I mean, they could divvy that up. At least 8 million of the 24, give them a little something.
It's a little cold to not leave them any money. And who knows, she probably will at the end.
Maybe she was just making a point.
Yeah.
Or the kids will sue or something.
Oh, I love a good suing. Suing over the estate.
Well, yes.
So fabulous.
Very dramatic.
Oh, God, I love that. Can't wait till that happens to me. Anyway, and this nice couple moved into their dream house and then realized the previous owners left out one minor detail.
A home on the plains seemed perfect. First came a sleepy winter.
Hundreds of photos.
And then a creepy spring.
Garter snakes.
Harmless.
Yes, yes. Thank goodness.
If you're cool with a snake den under your deck.
It was not disclosed to us when we bought the house. So it was a surprise.
Snakes under the shed, snakes on the back door.
We removed of over 150 before winter hit. Oh man, there was one that was like this big.
Shannon should know by spring if there are still snakes on the plains.
Okay, that's a great one.
Home inspection? How does this get by somebody?
You're supposed to check.
You should be checking for snakes.
Look at it peeking through. Oh, No.
This is like a movie. Baby snakes are kind of cute.
They had to spend $8,000 on an exterminator to come deal with this. They were coming through the little grates.
I mean,
this is disgusting.
How did they not see them, honestly? If there's 150 snakes, I find it hard to believe that when you came and viewed the house at some point, you didn't see a snake.
Was it during the winter?
Yeah, it was probably during the winter because
it was on the off season
garden
when they were around.
Don't buy a house in the winter.
Yeah. Garden snakes only like to be in the garden when it's sunny.
What?
I think that they like to sun.
Garden snakes?
Yes.
Okay. I was gonna let the raccoon thing go by. But you think it's a garden snake?
It's a what snake? A
garter. It's called a garter snake.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I know. I just didn't want to know that in case you didn't.
The lady's really pleasant about having a
pretty
snake.
Pretty jovial for having 150 snakes in her house.
You know, not everyone has a fear of snakes, so maybe she liked having the extra friends.
I would have been telling this story from my new house.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, she's.
I'm not afraid of snakes. I don't mind snakes. I don't want 150 snakes living under my
true.
House.
Mm-mm. That's a good point.
It's too many snakes.
Same. All right, time to take a break. Thank God. But we've got some strange subway creatures next. Welcome back. Okay, human beings can be filthy, disgusting, and just creepy. And thanks to Subway Creatures on Instagram, we can see them all in one place. So let's play a new game of Ride or Die. Yep, Nina Cole. All right, first up, would you rather be stuck behind this genius trying to swipe his cash through the Metro card reader?
Oh, my God.
Or sit next to this chatty
baby.
Catty. Somebody has an audition soon.
Right. At least the cat guy knows how to get on the damn subway.
True.
Who the hell is sliding money like that?
Yeah. Even I know better.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Mr. Mistopheles as well.
Yeah.
I think.
Yep.
The end of the day, it's like at least you're getting to go where you need to go.
Yeah.
To get off soon.
You're not bothering nobody.
Exactly. Yeah. And for those of you who have wanted to scream after a hard day at work, this guy will do it for you. Or if you prefer a quieter creature, you could sit next to this little guy.
Baby raccoon.
Oh my God. A raccoon will gouge your eyes out and slit your throat.
It's true. Nina's had some trauma with raccoons. And that's why
evil.
I was like, was he feeding the raccoon a squirt? It looked like a squirt.
It looked like a Sprite.
It could be a baby bottle.
The owner don't look wrapped too tight. I have to say, I don't know which I would choose. I don't mind someone screaming, but if you're screaming in my face, that's a whole nother issue. Mm. This man did not know any personal boundaries.
Nope.
So
I would have been scared.
I don't know.
I'm choosing raccoon.
Me too. apparently this is a raccoon theme episode.
I gotta go with the screaming man because y'all know I feel like raccoons are evil. I can't.
Yeah.
I cannot. They're evil. I'll go with the screaming man, knock him out, and ride quietly.
Ride quietly. Okay. Next we have the guy who can never eat just one chip. Losing his mind, or Nail Face, ew, who's bopping his way into the weekend like this.
He's minding his own business.
Yeah, but if that man walked towards me on a subway, I would my pants.
You would?
Yeah, I'd be a little scared.
Would you been on the subway, right? Everybody looks like that.
I don't, that's a little scary. I'm gonna go with Chipman.
I'm going with Chipman too, because what he's doing is only harming himself.
Yes.
And Nailface, if he trips into my lap, you know what I mean?
Yeah, not a good time.
I'm gonna tell you right now, this chip dude is carrying other things, I'm telling you right now, that you will catch. He eating chips off the floor of a subway.
He
does not regard
he
his
might
life
have the
or
greatest,
anybody else's.
The greatest immune system of anybody ever.
Oh, God, all right.
That's some kind of dirty.
Here we have some folks who decided to do some light grooming during their commute. First, we've got the nose hair trimmer.
Oh. Sir!
Or this lady who forgot to shave her legs this morning.
No!
And she got the nerve to be doing with like a Bic razor?
I don't. It's like, this is why I laser. I don't have time for this.
Oh my gosh.
Why are people disgusting?
And is she literally like, oh, my Tinder date's coming through. Shoot, I gotta do this on the way.
He's in the next trolley over. He's coming to meet me.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know which is worse.
Yeah, no, this is just, I'm gonna go with ew, I'm gonna go with leg shaving lady.
I gotta go with the leg shaving lady because the nose dude is blowing me.
Yeah. I think you should only be trimming your nose if you've got a mirror. That's, I mean, otherwise you're gonna get flesh. I'm going with leg lady.
Whoa. There's a sudden stop.
The word flesh, I just realized I have a problem with.
Oh,
flesh.
I'm so sorry.
Flesh.
It's a hard one. Ooh, it's a hard one. It's like panties.
Flesh. I have no problem. That's been a debate. Panties, I'm fine with.
Yeah.
Panties.
It's moist you don't like.
Or.
I don't think anyone likes moist. Does anyone like
or nipple? Anyway, we are out of time, sadly, but thank you so much, Lauren, for
Lauren,
being here.
Thank
we had
you.
So much fun. It was so good. We'll be back for an all-new Nightly Pop tomorrow night, but also make sure to season pass us on your DVR so you don't miss anything, and I'll see you guys tomorrow at noon on Daily Pop. Bye!